out an item and see if it reminds them of a miracle. Okay, we've got a few. Right, Seb, you were first, so... Stick your hand in and see what you find. Ooh, a bottle of wine. Okay, there was a little bit of a clue in the last song, but any idea what miracle that reminds us of?
Jesus turns water into wine.
Jesus turned water into wine. Well done. So that's one. Thank you very much. Right, let's go a bit further down here. Isaac. Ooh, bread. Any idea of a miracle involving bread?
Oh, I know. Jesus got water and Jesus got 2 loaves of bread.
He's on it. Jesus took fish and bread and fed lots of people, didn't he? We're going to hear more about that in a moment. Lovely. Thank you very much. Right, come on then. I'll go a bit further down in a minute, but... Water. Now, I have to admit, it wasn't in a plastic bottle, so that does slightly confuse you, but water. Can you think of a miracle involving water? He did turn water into wine. We've already had that one. That's very good. Any other ideas? Anybody around you want to help with other ideas? Ooh, getting close here. Go on then, Gracia.
He walked on water.
Well done. So that's one involving water. Well done. Very good. Thank you. You can stick that in the front there, out of way. Right. How many? We've got a couple more. Let's stick your hand in there, see what you can find. Oh, a long way down. It's a big bag, isn't it? Sorry. Oh, what have you got? What does that look like? It looks like a boat. Can you think of a miracle involving a boat? Do you think one of these might be able to help? Shall we ask one of them to help? We ask Lydia and Juliet. What do you think? Very good. Yes, so there was one when the fishermen hadn't caught any fish and Jesus told them to put down the net the other side and they caught some fish, so that did involve a boat. Very good. That wasn't the one I was thinking of, actually. There's so many, you see. Anybody else want to think of one involving a boat? Calming of the storm. There we go. Yes, Jesus calmed the storm and the disciples thought they were going to drown because the boat was caught in the storm. Right, Eden, do you want to see what else is in there? We're nearly there.
Ooh, toys.
What sort of toys?
Fish toys.
Yes. Now, the fish toys, we've actually just had both of the miracles involving fish from other items because we had the boat and the water. So, try again and find another one. I'll hold on to those. There we go. Oh, what have you got?
A bag.
It's not quite a bag.
It's a fishing net.
No, it's not. It could be a fishing net. It's not a fishing net either.
A nappy.
Your dad thinks it's a shroud. I was thinking more of a bandage, but I'm willing to go with shroud because either would do for another miracle. So a shroud or a bandage. A miracle involving a shroud or a bandage. Any offers? The man who was what, sorry?
He was lowered to Jesus and he had lots of...
Oh, lowered to Jesus, yes. So the man who was lowered through the roof and was healed. Bandage would do for that. Very good. We could go on because there are so many more, but I'm going to stop at that point. But I'm very impressed by your knowledge of miracles. Now, we're going to hear about one of those this morning. We're going to hear about the story that Isaac reminded us of with the bread and the fish. But I need your help. There are lots of actions, okay? This is going to involve intense concentration, just to warn you. Right, so you have got to remember the actions for different words, and when you hear them being read out in the story, you've got to join in, all right? Is that okay? Good, you're not looking convinced, but I have every confidence in you. Right, so we'll start off with Jesus. So the sign for Jesus is... that because we remember the nail marks in Jesus' hands. So that's Jesus. Okay, you got that one? Right, so Jesus' friends, that's the disciples. So whenever you hear Jesus' friends, that's the sign for friends. So we're going to do that for friends. So Jesus' friends. Crowd or people. Okay, now if there's a big crowd, you have to pull your elbows in and make room and breathe in, don't you? So we're going to breathe in. Very good. Very impressed at the back there. That was very good. Right, hungry. Okay, if you're hungry, oh, you're going to groan and rub your tummy because you're hungry. Oh, I'm hungry. Food or lunch or anything to do with eating, you're going to mime eating and make yum, 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 yum noises. Yum, 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 yum. There's not a lot of noises. Try again. That's much better. Okay, good. Loaves or bread, any reference to loaves or bread, you're going to have to pretend to make it. So you're going to knead your bread. Anybody any good at kneading bread? Yeah, that's probably a bit gentle for kneading bread, but we'll go with kneading bread. Fish, very easy, fish. Okay. And then obviously there's lots of references to numbers in this story. So 5 is easy. Okay. 2 is easy. 5,000 is a bit harder, so we're going to go 5,000 because it's so many. That's it, we just can't keep count. And if we hear the word miracle, we're going to go, wow, wow. Okay, are you with me? Can you remember all of those? Right, let's go. There were once 5,000... tired and hungry people sitting on a hillside wanting their dinner. They'd come to hear Jesus that day. They came before breakfast, stayed all morning, all afternoon, and way past dinner. No one had meant to be out there that long, and they hadn't brought any food. And they couldn't just go and buy themselves a burger and fries to go, because of course they were in the middle of nowhere with no shops or restaurants. And besides, that kind of food wasn't even invented yet. What would they do? Jesus' friends had an idea. Let's send everyone home for dinner. You're doing well, you're keeping up. Well done. They don't need to go, Jesus said. You can give them something to eat. Did Jesus want them to travel all the way to town and buy food for everyone? Jesus' friends panicked. But we don't have enough money. What food do you have? Jesus asked. Go and see. Now, there was a little boy in the crowd. He'd brought a lunch that his mother had made for him that morning. He looked at his 5 loaves and 2 fish. Oh, that was tricky that time. It wasn't much, not nearly enough for 5,000, but it was all he had. I have some, he said. Jesus' friends laughed when they saw his little lunch. That's not nearly enough, they said. But they were wrong. Jesus knew it didn't matter how much the little boy had. God would make it enough, more than enough. Jesus said, "Bring me what you have." And the little boy gave Jesus his lunch. How in the world will Jesus feed everyone with just that? Jesus' friends said, because they thought it was impossible. But Jesus was there in the beginning when all the fish were made and filled the oceans. And Jesus was there in the beginning when everything was made out of nothing at all. How hard would something like this be for someone like that? Jesus, took the little boy's lunch. The sounds have decreased rapidly. He looked up to heaven and thanked his father. Then Jesus gave the little lunch back to his friends. As Jesus' friends started to hand out the food, do you know what? It was the strangest thing. No matter how much they broke off, there was always more and more and more. Enough for over 5,000. Wow, yeah, well done, you got the point. Everyone ate. That's better. As much as they wanted. Second helpings, third helpings, fourth helpings, until they were full. And still there were leftovers. Well, Jesus did many miracles. Like this. Things people thought couldn't happen. Things that people couldn't do, that wouldn't happen naturally. But it was the most natural thing in the world. It's what God had been doing from the beginning, taking the nothing and making it everything, taking the emptiness and filling it up, taking the darkness and making it light. Well, well done. You did very well to keep up there with the actions. Now, we're going to share in some bread, and we're going to think about a few questions in response to that story. So there's some bread coming around from the back, and we're going to pass some around from the front. So grab a piece of bread if you would like one. It's not gluten-free, I'm afraid, for anybody who that affects, so just to warn you. But if you would like a piece of bread, do take it and eat it. And while you're eating it, I've got some questions for you, and we're going to put those up on the screen. Thanks, Doug. So have a look at these and think about them, and maybe chat to the people near you if you'd like to. Just think about, why do you think Jesus did miracles? I wonder why Jesus did miracles. I wonder what this miracle tells us about Jesus. And I wonder what difference it makes to us today. So have a little think about that and chat to some people near you if you'd like to about your response to those questions. And then we'll get some ideas in a minute. And have a piece of bread if you'd like one. Of time, so I'm not going to give you too long. How are you getting on with thinking about that? So the first question was, I wonder why Jesus did miracles. Does anybody have any thoughts about why Jesus might have done miracles? Anybody got, oh, Leonie. Pass that there. Thank you.
Because he was compassionate. He couldn't see people suffering without doing something.
Awesome, thank you. Because of Jesus' compassion, because he couldn't see people suffering. So that's really helpful, isn't it? Any other thoughts? Yeah. Lou?
because he realised that sometimes it's better, rather than just telling people about how incredible God is, to show them.
Yeah, really helpful. So he was showing people what God was like, wasn't he? What else? Any other thoughts about why God, why Jesus might have done miracles? Go on, Eden.
To save people's lives.
To save people's lives. That's really helpful. That's really helpful to save people's lives, because he was showing them who he was, wasn't he? Jesus was showing people who he was by what he did, showing them that he was God and that he was had come for a reason, come to save people. That's really helpful, Eden. Anybody else want to add anything? Stephen?
Well, because we've never actually encountered Jesus, but because we can read about it, 2,000 years later, we can know that he was God because he could do miracles.
Thank you. Yeah, really helpful. So we can't actually meet Jesus in the flesh now and see him doing those things, but we've got the record of what happened. All those eyewitnesses that saw what happened that day, 5,000 people. That was a lot of people, wasn't it? And we've got that record to tell us. Was somebody pointing somewhere else? Was there another one? I could see somebody waving, no? Okay, well, what about the next question? I wonder about this particular miracle tells us about Jesus. Anybody got any thoughts? Very practical, yeah? So people's basic needs Jesus was meeting, yeah? Any other thoughts? Did you get, but you didn't get as far as this question, did you? Okay. Oh, I've got a hand at the back. Hang on. Stuart.
Not only was it feeding them, but it was pointing the way to spiritually feeding them as well, when later on when they understood what it all meant.
Yeah, thank you. That's really helpful. So there was the practical aspect, there was actually physically feeding people, but also pointing to something else, pointing to who Jesus was and his ability to provide for us, to feed us spiritually, to meet our every need. That's really helpful. Well, you've done really well, I think, with thinking about that. We thought about the fact that miracles are signs that only God could do. And Jesus was showing us who he was. But more than that, he was showing us his love, his compassion, showing us what God is like, and showing us what God's kingdom is like. Jesus' miracles were a sign of what God's kingdom is like, and the fact that Jesus was bringing God's kingdom into reality, both then and for the future, when we'll experience that fully, when we'll experience that reality, all those miracles were pointing to of how God wants the world to be and how it will be when Jesus returns. Last question. Did you have any thoughts about what difference it makes to us today that Jesus did that miracle? Anything particular? Yep. Oh, hang on. I've got hands going up all over the place. Right. Carolyn first.
Well, I think something that you said, Liz, that really struck me was God making something out of nothing and Jesus taking that small thing and it feeding a lot of people.
Yep.
That, for me, that means that actually, even though we can only do very small things for God, somehow he can make them into something of eternal consequence.
Yeah, absolutely. And lots of us will have experienced that. The fact that we feel we haven't got a lot to offer, but God takes the smallest things and does amazing things. Yolanta. Oh, it's more or less the same. With anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, it's just that, again, like you've just said there, but the fact that just one small boy, by his action of kindness and generosity, created a knock-on effect of goodness and kindness. And I think that's what we can each do today that's relevant to us today, that we can help change and make a better, happier, more loving world by small actions and creating a knock-on effect.
Thank you. That's really helpful, isn't it? Because Jesus told his disciples to go and share his light with the world, to show people what he was like. So actually Jesus wants us to share that love and that compassion he showed to the world with other people. So thank you, that's really helpful. Any final thoughts that you can't bear to hold on to until later? No? Good. That's lovely. Well, thank you very much for taking part in that and for all of your thoughts. And I think Lenore's going to come and lead us in prayer. Thank you, Lenore.
Please sit or kneel to pray. Heavenly Father, there are many people around the world who've never heard of you, who haven't heard of your miracles, who haven't seen your work in their lives. There are people who are hurting, and there are people who have heard of you, who are looking for a way. We pray for those who have given up their lives to tell others about God, to share about your good news. We think of Alison Giblet, who's working among drug addicts in the Ukraine. And we pray for each of us to make the most of the opportunities that you give us to share the good news, so that others will have the opportunity to say, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We've heard about how great our God is this morning, and we've sung about it, and we're going to sing again as we stand and sing together our final song, "How Great